Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, set to take you into a deep dive of the songs that defined the decades. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play this game however you like, whether that is just by yourself or against some friends. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, weather songs, and disco opening lyrics. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself just that little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're shining the light on the last decade, examining the songs that defined the 2010s. We have 5 questions for you, all about hit songs and artists from the 2010s. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. Which Caribbean pop star joined David Guetta for his 2010 hit single, Who's That Chick? Question 2. In 2017, Dua Lipa sang about her new rules. According to the lyrics, what was rule number 1? Question 3. In the music video for the 2011 hit Someone Like You, Adele is seen walking along which European river in black and white? Question 4. The Weeknd got a breakthrough hit in 2015 with the song Earned It, after it featured on the soundtrack of which film, adapted from a popular novel? Question 5. Idina Menzel and James Bay both had hit songs charting in 2014, with which title in common? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is weather songs. Rain, hail, or shine, musicians love to sing about the weather. We have 5 hit songs for you that all have something to do with the weather in their title. You'll get 5 clues, and 1 point is available for each weather song you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. In 1985, Katrina and the Waves sang this optimistic track, a form of movement that isn't so literal. Question 7. In 1971, a hit song by Creedence Clearwater Revival wondered if you might have witnessed a particular weather event. Question 8. In 2004, dance collective LMC mashed together songs by Whitney Houston and U2 into this new hit single. Question 9. In 1999, one-hit wonder Len were concerned they might be robbed given the title of this song. Question 10. In 1989, Bette Midler went to number one with this song about taking flight from the film Beaches. That is it for round two. Now get ready for the final round.
Round three.
For round three, the mirror ball is dropping from the ceiling as we head to the dance floor. You're going to hear the opening lyrics of some disco hits, but the catch is, they will sound different to what you'd normally hear. You can get 1 point by correctly guessing the disco song title, but also get another point if you can guess the correct artist who performed the song. Now, let's take a listen to those disco opening lyrics. Question 11.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud and women warm, I've been kicked around since I was born.
Question 12.
There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We're gonna celebrate your party with you.
Question 13.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking, I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong.
Question 14.
Friday night, and the lights are low. Looking out for a place to go, where they play the right music, getting in the swing, you come to look for a king.
Question 15.
There's a new me coming out, and I just had to live, and I want to give. I'm completely positive. I think this time around, I am gonna do it like you never knew it. Oh, I'll make it through.
That is all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to reveal all of the answers. And we are back with the moment you have been waiting for, the answers, starting with the hits of the 2010s. Question 1. Rihanna. Two versions of the music video were filmed for Who's That Chick, a colourful day version and a gloomy night version, which match up when played side by side. Question 2. Rule number 1 was don't pick up the phone. Question 3. The Seine. The music video was filmed early in the morning in Paris to evoke a sense of loneliness. Question 4. 50 Shades of Grey. Question 5. Let It Go was a hit for both Idina Menzel and James Bay. Continuing on to round two, weather songs. We asked you to identify the hit songs which all had something to do with the weather in their title. These are the tracks we were looking for. Question 6. Walking on Sunshine. In a 2020 interview with the shortlisted, singer Katrina Leskinich admitted she thinks the song will outlive her, saying she knows it will still be kicking around long after she's dead. Question 7. Have you ever seen The Rain? By Creedence Clearwater Revival. Question 8. Take Me to the Clouds Above. It reworked Whitney Houston's How Will I Know and U2's With or Without You into a fresh club hit. Question 9. Steal My Sunshine by Len. And question 10. Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler. The song had been recorded by several other artists through the 80s, but none quite took off like Bette's definitive version. For our final round today, we played you the opening lyrics of some classic disco hits. There is 1 point up for grabs for each song title you got correct, and another if you guessed the correct performer. Question 11, that was Stayin' Alive by Bee Gees. Question 12, you heard Celebrate by Kool and the Gang. Question 13, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Question 14, that was Dancing Queen by ABBA. And finally, question 15, I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on, let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.